welcome back to Before You Sleep, where we talk about anime, manga, webtoon, and other awesome stories. My name is Manuela, and today I'm gonna be talking to you about an shonen, about an action type of anime, a supernatural story that is actually really amazing. And I feel it's a little bit underrated, I don't know why that is, but it's really an incredible story, and that is Bungo Stray Dogs! Yay! So remember that these stories have some spoilers, but if you don't like spoilers, you can see similar content on my YouTube channel Before Sleep. Now, ready? Here we go! So, Bungo Stray Dogs is such a good and random and unpredictable story. Like, it's the type of story that had me on the first episode being like, what am I watching? Like, you just don't know where is the story heading, but as the story progresses, a lot of mysteries start being uncovered and everything starts making more sense. Now, so what is our story about? The first thing is that it's a city with normal people and people with supernatural abilities. And our story starts with a guy named Atsushi that was just kicked out of his orphanage and ends up meeting, in a really strange way, a man named Dazai. Like, he ends up saving him from actually committing suicide, but I will touch a little bit on this topic later. And so what happens is that Dazai asks Atsushi for help into finding a person who transforms into a tiger, and it turns out that this person is Atsushi. He has the ability to transform into a tiger, and after he himself realizes this, because he didn't know, he starts working with Dazai and other people with supernatural abilities at a detective agency solving cases related to the supernatural stuff. So these are like the very, very, very basics of our story that happened like in the first chapter, but it definitely gets like way more complicated later. And there are other groups in the city, one of them being the Port Mafia, and they want Atsushi because he actually gets a bounty on his head. So the agency is often going to have a lot of confrontations with the Port Mafia and also other stuff that are gonna come later. But these two groups are gonna be like basically kind of enemies during this whole story, and they have a lot of connections and relations that are gonna be just revealed as the story goes on. Now, one of the great things about this story is actually this unpredictable aspect of it and the fact that things are always happening. So it has like a kind of a nice fast pace with a lot of good action and also mystery around. Like, I don't feel there's way you can get bored, there is nothing going there kind of slowly. So you have to be like really active watching this anime and paying attention, because there is like a lot of stuff happening at some point. And so getting into the characters, we have a lot of them, like a huge variety of characters that are great. Some are funny, some are more serious, some have more difficult issues than others, traumas. And so we get like a lot of different characters with different personalities and great character development. And also each of them, whether they are like more protagonic or secondary characters, they are really important in the story. So the first character I'm gonna talk about are some of the ones in the agency, which is like our main institution here. So basically it has like few members and the boss is almost never around, or so everybody thinks. So here we have like a super strong farmer that is actually a cute boy, also a woman who can heal people but by hurting them first actually, a guy that can project illusions, another guy without powers but is actually super, super intelligent, and also a normal girl. And then for the more protagonist ones, we have Kunikida, Dasai, and Atsushi. So first, our main character, Atsushi. He, as I said before, has the ability to transform into this tiger, giant tiger, and have like more powers with the moon. And he can be like super strong and fast as well. And he as a person is like not confident in himself at all, because of all the stuff he went through while he was in the orphanage, because of how people have treated him due to his supernatural powers. So he's actually kind of a shy type of person with no confidence, and as the story goes on, then he really starts gaining more confidence, strength, he becomes more dependable, and he starts actually transforming himself into more of a hero, an actual cool person from the agency. And then we have one of my favorite combo characters in this anime, because they have like this really fun relationship, which is Kunikida and Dasai. So first, Dasai is a mysterious character who seems to not take anything seriously and is referred to as a suicide maniac. If you remember what I mentioned first, that he was trying to commit suicide when he met Atsushi. So yeah, he's basically our suicide maniac here, and it's because he's always trying to commit suicide, because he wants to die. But on the other hand, he always have the excuse that he's looking into a way of committing suicide without pain, because he hates pain. And then he gains another excuse, like wanting to commit suicide, but this type of double suicide with a super beautiful lady. So he is actually kind of this silly type of character, which is really funny and crazy, and the type of character that you cannot know what he's actually thinking about. So he acts like really dumb, but he's actually super intelligent. He basically solves most of the cases, and he ends up saving a lot of people, and he doesn't really seem to want to commit suicide because of all the excuses he puts. He just kind of stay with that out of an habit or something, that has to do with his past. And he really worries a lot about his teammates and about people, and as I said before, he really has a lot of secrets. And now getting into his power, he actually has the power of nullifying other powers by touching the person that has that ability. So it's actually a really handy power, and it makes you seem like kind of, I don't know, really free spirit with no worries, but it's not the case. And as I said before, he's actually kind of an annoying character who really likes to annoy his teammates, especially Kunikida, which is the one I mentioned a short while ago. And Kunikida is the most serious and moral type of person in the agency. He's also kind of like a square type of person, if you know what I mean. But he's really loyal, and his ability is that any object that he writes on his notebook transforms into a real object. And so basically he's the opposite of Dasai. So that's why he's so funny to see Dasai like teasing him around, especially with all these rules and important information, which is actually not important information at all. So they just annoy each other all the time, and it's really funny to watch. And then we have also other awesome characters that are part of this other group, the Port Mafia. And one of them is Chuya, who in the past, he used to be partnered with Dasai. One of these curious things about him is that he used to be part of the Port Mafia, so he used to be Chuya's partner. See? And Chuya's ability is actually to manipulate gravity. And also, apart from this character, we get another one that is super protagonic, and is Akutagawa, who was Dasai's former kind of apprentice in the Port Mafia. And he has the ability to transform his coat into a black monster capable of slicing everything. And his biggest confrontations are actually with Atsushi, since he's kind of him, because Atsushi is like Dasai's new apprentice. So they really have this relationship about being like rivals and enemies. But even though they confront each other all the time, they learn a lot from each other, since both of them kind of have like an inferiority type of complex or issue. So they end up being kind of similar and really different at the same time. But anyway, even though they kind of hate each other, they actually are gonna be forced to work together for some cases. So it's also a really interesting relation to watch. And lastly, we have Kyoka, who is actually a really cute girl who is a killer. And is a character that has a lot of inner conflicts between being a killer and being a good person, and goes between being in the Port Mafia and the agency and back again and things like that. And all of these conflicts are also caused because of her supernatural ability, that is that she can kind of summon a kind of a ghost with swords that kills people. And so she has suffered a lot because of this ability. They even think that she killed her own parents. So everything is a mess in what respects to this little girl. And it's this conflict with her own ability that gets her to get closer to the character of Atsushi, who is really similar in this sense to this girl. So they also build up like a really pretty relation there. Whew. And so, as I said before, there are way too many characters with lots of character development, which is one of my favorite things, but of course I'm not gonna mention all of them here. But because we have like so many characters and each one of them with their own like issues and things like that, I really think this anime gets into like this psychological type of anime as well. And also because of the characters' attitudes, how they deal with their own powers and how this affects them. So yeah, it's kind of a psychological story in that side. And even though at first it may seem like a really random type of story, is really complex, and also the characters are complex as well. So for me, I really think we do not have like a traditional style of shonen here, like action type of story, because even though we do have a main character, which is Atsushi, and it can be seen as more important than the others, the story is not only about him, it's about a lot of characters that actually get like a lot of importance. So it's not only Atsushi's stories, it's like everyone's stories coming together. And of course, one of the other things that I love is that all of this action is surrounded by so much comedy. At least kind of my type of comedy is really fun, it's kind of dark, kind of sarcastic, and a little bit silly. It's just really, really fun. And now, in one respect to like the animation itself, I just loved it. Like, I love the character design and also the animation, like the production that is in charge of Bones Studio. Their work is just amazing. The movements in the action parts feels really smooth, and they have like a lot of impact. Also, the music of the anime is great. Like, the music in general for all the action scenes is really cool. And also the opening, that is Trash Candy by Grand Rodeo, is great. And not only the song, but also the animation, like how they designed this opening was really great. They present all the characters and give the vibes of what this story is gonna be about, but they don't really use scenes from the anime in the opening, which is one of the things that I really love the most. And so far, we have 3 seasons, but also a movie, which is called Dead Apple. And it's not like I love every anime movie that is out there, but this one, I thought it was really good. For me, it makes sense. It let us know more about this Dazai character. We have really cool characters, and also our main characters like Atsushi and Kyoka get more character development. So I really thought it was a really good movie. And I know right now there is another movie in the making, and we are gonna have other seasons soon. And so we have this complex story where everything is told not exactly in order, but rather we go discovering things along the way when they explain a character's past or issues. Also, it's full of funny moments, but also great confrontations. And so I personally consider it to be a great action anime, totally recommendable. And I hope you give it a chance if you haven't watched it yet. And so, this is it for today's episode. I hope that you enjoy it a lot and look forward for the next one. Thank you so much for listening and talk to you later. Bye bye!